Invercargill O'Halloran, the head of Te Pūtahitanga o Te Waipounaumu, the Whanau Water Commissioning Agency in the South Island. Thanks for joining us today from Ōtautahi, Helen. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
We've always celebrated the work of navigators, which is quite a recent construct, but really one of the cornerstones of the success of the Whanau Water model. As such, you get a chance to monitor, evaluate the impact that the navigators are having on the interface with our whānau regularly. And some recent updates, Helen.
Yes, I thought it was a good time to look at that. Today I'm with our Tipu Ora qualification, which is our navigators are looking at both diplomas and certificates in whānau ora. And I was thinking, you know, one of the biggest qualifications they have is that they gain the trust and the respect of the whānau that they're working with. And one of the updates that we've just looked at, an update over the last 3 months, for instance, they're working with some 3,386 whānau, and those whānau are working on close to 8,000 goals. And you think about that, and you think, often we hear about all that is bad and sad and mad, but actually, we should be glad that these whānau are making goals for themselves, they're achieving the change, they've got plans in place, and they're doing things which are about those basic building blocks to make a better life for you and your children. And that's something we should be celebrating every single day.
How can how can we even improve the way that we deliver kaupapa to our peeps?
I think one of the things is, it is about that frame and thinking about how we look at outcomes and goals, because too often, we come to working with whānau with their own preconceived ideas about what it is that they should be working on, whereas whānau always have the solutions within themselves. And so I think how we can improve is that we ask them, what are the things that most matter to them? And it won't be any one thing. I was looking at some of our case studies, and there was one with a young Ngāti Porou woman who had gone into labour prematurely. She'd been working with a navigator who helped her with the trauma of the birth, but also worked her through a support plan to get a permanent house for her, some possibilities for employment. And in the process, also looking at early childhood, a kōhanga for baby, and then eventually looking at some of the what they call post-traumatic distress. That's, you know, the experiences that she'd had with her previous partnership and how that was impacting on her haora, her wairua. And so, you know, if you just took that one woman, for instance, it's not about just the birth, as magnificent and as terrifying as sometimes that can be. It's not just about income challenges. It's about so many other things. And we miss an opportunity if we think we have the answer and we choose the wrong pathway, because what navigation tells us is that the whānau will best navigate what it is that they need to work on and can work on at that time.
What's your retention of navigators like? Because I guess some of us might think of it as a transitional role, but if there is support and a career path associated with the navigation work, then it might encourage kaimahi to have some stickability. So if they're developing their skill set, more likely to stay in it and advance the work of our navigators in the whānau water space. Can you speak to us or with us on that sort of kaupapa, please, for a moment?
Yes, I think retention is a massive issue because the work is really hard. And so we've got some responsibilities as a commissioning agency to wrap good support, supervision, also things like Takure o Rahiri, which is a journey in unpacking healing. What is it that your own journey has been through, and how can you be the best navigator to work with whānau? But there are some other major system issues that the government could be looking at, which is, of course, around pay. It's around certainty of contracts. It's around parity with other employment opportunities across the sector. And it's about valuing the gold of our navigators and saying these are people that we should be looking to lead us forward, not just hoping they stay because of their aroha and their support for the kaupapa. So retention is a massive issue because, of course, social workers, for instance, will be on a highly competitive salary, and it's always a challenge to maintain such a skilled workforce who might not get the same income recognition that others do.
Is there some academic qualification that can be worked towards if you are a whānau order navigator to provide the stability that we're speaking of, Helen?
Yes, that's what we're looking at with both Tipu Order, but also with ARA. We've got a NCA or a National Qualifications Framework course through the Polytech here. So we've got a number of options, both through the Manaaki Order provider and through the Polytech, to say, yes, we know what you're doing, has amazing skills, but we need others to recognise that, and that's where the qualification pathway helps.
Good catching up with you too. Nice to hear moko in the background as well.
Yeah, just dropping you off at Tauranga.
Good on you. Good catching up. Thanks again, Helen.
Kia ora.
See you, Helen.